in the first place. Lai Hua could fix it too if they could be bothered to invest the money. If not for failed worlds such as New Bangkok, Vengeance and ships like her would have a much tougher time finding places to port and conduct business. Convenient as the world was for Casey, though, even he couldn't approve of this sort of waste. Lai Hua allowed a viable, habitable world to rot over unpaid bills, an entire goddamned world. And that same corp refused to sell off its stake and let someone else take over, screwing everyone they left behind. No one could make Lai Hua sell or forgive any of that debt or admit to their screw-ups. Only two other corporations could check Lai Hua's power, but the big three rarely stood in one another's way. Why spoil that party when they could all enjoy it together? One had to wonder when the whole racket might end, if ever. Casey refused to play along. He didn't matter much at all in the big scheme of things, but he would not bow. He would take. The freighter that now loomed over him and the laser-scarred North Star logo on its side attested to that. All he had to do now was sell it off, which usually amounted to the most tedious part of capturing a ship.
"Jerry, how are we doing?"
Casey asked as he came upon his tall, balding comrade. The other pirate stood near the freighter's lowered main gangway. Beyond him, men and a few women in grubby but ordinary clothes checked over every bit of NSF Fair Winds, captured 5 weeks earlier by Vengeance under Casey's elected command. Any buyer would naturally want the ship looked over. This whole fiasco seemed a bit over the top, though. The buyer brought in 24 techs to test everything from the magnetics on the landing struts to the tensile strength of the cargo netting.
"I saw one of them pull some fluid out of the gangway hydraulic system a couple minutes ago,"
Jerry said, and then nodded when Casey blinked.
"Yeah, the hydraulics. The old-fashioned shit you use for backups in case the main system goes, oh, for fuck's sake,"
Casey grumbled. He stomped up the gangway, flicking open a channel on his holocom.
"Wilson, you still in engineering?"
"Yes, indeed," came the reply. "They're buttoning things up here. Took an awful lot of the engines apart checking things over, but it's finally wrapping up."
"Thanks."
That was at least something. Fair Winds flew just fine. Wilson and his snipes had to repair a few things after the freighter's capture, sure, and she was still a little beaten up on the outside, but the ship was sound. The buyer had to know that. At this point, the inspectors probably hoped to shave down the price based on wear and tear of the upholstery or how long it had been since someone defrosted the freezer in the galley. Casey didn't get into this business out of a love for spreadsheets and checklists. He wanted to cut his deal and head out.
"Hey, Grease Monkey," he snapped. "Yeah, you with the socket driver. Where the hell is your boss? We could have been out of here an hour ago."
"Pardon me, Captain Casey?" asked a voice off to his side. Another inspector approached, this one with short, dark hair and a goatee over features from Earth's Pacific Islands. He appeared to be pushing middle age, implying he couldn't afford longevity treatments or that he was quite old. Either way, he must have stumbled pretty hard in life to end up among a black market crew. Casey knew how that could happen. Much of Vengeance's crew had stumbled pretty hard in life, too. "Mr. Lee is in the captain's office," said the man. "I'd be happy to walk you over."
"I can find it myself," Casey replied. "Ain't like we didn't have the run of this ship for 5 weeks."
With a deferential nod, the other man said, "Be that as it may, we've been asked to escort all visitors. I'll have to accompany you."
"Oh, so it's Lee's ship now. He makes the rules?"
Casey gestured for his guide to lead the way.
"Might want to actually pony up before he gets to that point."
"I quite understand, Captain." Casey keyed up his holocom as they walked. Screens blossomed in midair to reveal Lauren, Chang, Jerry, and a couple of others.
"Hey, I'm heading up to talk to our buyer," he advised. "I'll find out how much longer this is going to take. Speak up if anyone wants to come along."
"As long as the price doesn't come down, I think we're all good," said Lauren.
A general consensus of agreement followed from the others on the channel.
"That changes, let us know and we'll join you."
"Right. Talk to you when I know something."
Casey killed the screens.
"The captain of the ship doesn't do the negotiating?" the guide wondered. "If Mr. Lee is used to dealing with another representative, should we fetch him?"
"Just a matter of keeping everything honest,"
Casey answered, surprised that the guy would speak up. Perhaps he wasn't a simple grunt after all. Maybe he was whatever passed for middle management. His skin and clothes